Today's daf is Bechoris daf Chof Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the top of daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph Esve. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the Mishnah on daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis discussed the halacha in Hilchus Bechor. The Mishnah said, Rebbe Liez ben Yaakov Oimer, Behe Magaso Sheshofo Chareres Dam, or Behe Magaso that discharged a big clump of blood that looks like a cake, the halach is harezu tikaver. Number one, you have to be concerned that there may be a vlad inside this chareres dam. As a result, if this was a firstborn child, that vlad would have kedushas b'chayra, in which case it's aser bahana. Thus, you have to take this chareres dam and bury it, so that you make sure that nobody has anah from it. Additionally, upturim and abachayra, any subsequent child that this animal is going to have will be exempt from kedushas bechar, because again, we assume that this chareres dam had in it a vlad, and if that's the case, that had in it the bechar, that's the peterechem, any vlad that's going to be born afterwards won't be the peterechem. The Gemara discussed that Mishnah for about two-thirds of an Amid, and then the Gemara digressed without really explaining why it digressed. And in today's daf, we're going to understand what the digression was. Now, the Gemara brought a halacha that Rish Lakish said in the name of Yehuda Nasiya, if somebody buys tzir from an Amma Aretz, somebody buys fish brine from an Amma Aretz, and fish brine was made up of primarily the zeya that comes out of the fish and water. The halacha is, being that Amei Haaretz achashud on tuma v'tahira, so if you buy it now, you have to be concerned that it might be tame. So what's the etzah? So Rish Lakish said he heard from Yehuda Nasiya that there's a way to alleviate this concern. What you should do is hashaka. You should take this tzir, you should put it in contact with a mikvah that's tahar, and this tzir now is going to be tar memanavshach. He said, why? Because there's one of two possibilities. Either this tzir has roiv mayim, or this tzir is roiv tzir. In the event that the tzir is roiv mayim, so then you look at all of it as if it's water. Water that's tame can become tar al yedei hashaka. You do the hashaka, and now it's going to be tar. In the event, however, that it's roiv tzir, it's true that hashaka doesn't work for tzir, but at the same time, tzir is not makabel tuma. It can't become tame. And being that tzir can't become tame, if it's roiv tzir, it's not tame. So memanavshach, if it's roiv mayim, it's tame. Or at least you have to be concerned that it may be tameh, you'll do hashaka. If it's roiv tzir, then it's not tameh anyways. So mamon of shachtu hashaka, and everything is going to be okay. That was the psak that Rish Lakish said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya came along, and he qualified this psak. He said, Lo yishanu elu litfol behem pitoi, aval ukteir alai. He said, this psak, that you can buy tzir from Nama Aretz, which was a very practical chiddush lahalacha once upon a time. That's great, but only if you're going to use the tzir, you're going to use the fish brine as a dip. So you're going to take your bread, your challah, your bita, you're going to dip it into the tzir. In that case, it's okay. Do hashaka, and everything is going to be fine. If, however, you're going to take the tzir, you're going to put it into a kedera that has mayim in it, then already it's going to be a problem. Why? Because a matzah minas minoy v'neir. Because what will be if when this, you bought this tzir, it was really roiv tzir? If that was the case, it wasn't a problem, we said, because tzir is not mekabel tuma. The hashaka didn't work, true, but you didn't have to do hashaka. Stating that, says Rabbi Yirmiya, this taruvas that's roiv tzir had in it a little bit of mayim. Now, kolzman the mayim was a miyat, we didn't rechin with the mayim. Thus, there's no toma. Although the hashaka didn't work, it doesn't bother me. If, however, you're going to take the tzir, you're going to add it into a kederi that has more mayim, now the ratio is going to change. Now you're going to end up with roiv mayim. And being that you're going to end up with roiv mayim, now already you look at the taruvas as if it has mayim. The miut of mayim that you had acquired from the Ma'aretz was tame. It never became tara al yidei hashaka, because when you did the hashaka, it was bottled to the tzir, so now you're going to end up with tumah. So he said, although it's true that when you buy the tzir from the Ma'aretz, at that point there's nothing to worry about, but something could happen in the future that will change that. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, the psak of Yehuda Nasiya is a wonderful psak, but be careful. You have to read the fine print. It only works if you're never going to add water to it. But if you can add water to it, at that point, it could be it's going to be an issue. But Abaye, as the Gemara pointed out, that this caveat that Rabbi Yirmiya laid tzu to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's psak is really a tremendous chiddush la'alacha. Because what's Rabbi Yirmiya saying? He's saying that even though the mayim was bottled to the tzir, so that we don't look at it at all, the fact that it's tummy doesn't bother me, because it's bottled to tzir, which can't be makabel tumah, and as a result, the tumah of the mayim somehow dissipates, somehow goes away. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we don't see the mayim at all. The mayim is there. It's just batal in halacha. In halacha, we don't reckon with it. But it is there. L'mayin afkemina, if something will come later to be ma'irit, matzah min esmina v'neir, it could be chayz v'neir, at that point, maybe you would have to reckon with it again. And Abaye's kasha was, is that true? V'chitumisha batla chazra v'neirah, and the Gemara said, is that not true? A Mishnah with regards to trumatmeya, shenafla l'meya son shel chulin tahirin, a machlekes rebeliez and the chachamim. So the Gemara began its discussion of this machlekes, so it seems, between Rabbi Yirmiya and Abaya, which is really a very, very important fundamental lumdus in every bittul. When a davar mu'ud is batul to arrive, do we say that that davar mu'ud is not here anymore, it's gone, and there's nothing later that could even be ma'irid? Or no, it's there, and matzah min esmina v'neir, there is something that can come later that will be ma'irid. Either way, the Gemara is going to continue that discussion and then tie it into our Mishnah. Thus, we'll see why it is that the Gemara digressed to discuss about this halacha. Zok the Gemara, again, a very important halachic discussion and lumdis discussion as it relates to the sugis of Bittul B'Rev. Eisvei, Akasha, from a Mishnah, and Mesechtes Paro. The halach is that the Efer of the Paro Aduma was Tameh. It was Tameh in that it was Metameh B'Maga U'B'Masa. So if somebody would touch it, he would become Tameh. All Tumas are Metameh B'Maga. Some Tumas are also Metameh B'Masa. Tumas Maga is what's known as Tumah Kala. Tumas Masa is what's known as Tumah Chamura. It's a more chamur type of Tumah. Only more stringent types of Tumas are subject to the laws of Tumas Masa. Regardless, the Efer of the Par Aduma was Tameh. It was Metama, not only B'maga u'B'masa. Says the Gemara, what happens if somebody had Efer of a Par Aduma and it was Nesarev with regular ashes? So you have a Taruvois of the Efer that's Tameh and Metama B'maga u'B'masa and ordinary ashes. So Allah is Efer Kasha Shin Nesarev Efer Miklo. The Efer Kasha, that's the good Par Aduma ashes, which is the one that's metama, shenasarav be'efer mikla, that's ordinary ashes. Holchanachar roev letame, the halach is, you go baser roev, ve'iru be'efer mikla, if roev of it is efer mikla, le metama. In that case, it's not going to be metama. Okay, what's the kasha? Ve'i amritum ekman de'isadami, a very long kasha. If you're going to tell me that the way bittul b'roev works is that even though the davar mu'ud is bottled to the roev, but it doesn't mean it's not there, meaning it's there, l'may nafkemino, that matzah min esmina v'neir, that if later the proportions change, at that point maybe that davar mu'ud could come back to haunt you. So if that's the case, nehid b'maga l'metama, I understand why efer kosher, that was nesarev with efer mikla, with the efer kosher is the miut, that it's now not metama b'maga. Why is it not metama b'maga? Because we say it's batal. So when you touch this taruvis, we don't see that you're touching efer kosher of a par aduma, which is metama, we see that you're touching efer mikla. But at the same time, herakasha letame b'maso, it should be metama b'maso. Because even if it's true that bittul allows me to say that when I touch the taruvas, I'm touching the davar roev, but when I carry the taruvas, there's no way you could tell me I'm not also carrying the davar mu'ud. Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me, Bishleima, that every time you have a taruvas, the davar mu'ud is commander lesser than me. So when I touch the taruvas, I'm not touching the davar mu'ud. And when I carry the taruvas, I'm not carrying the davar mu'ud. But if you're going to tell me, really, it is commander isadami, it's just that I don't reckon with it. But if something would happen later, matzah min esmina v'neir, if you would add water to the tzir, now all of a sudden the water that was tameh that didn't concern me, suddenly is concerning me. That means it's here. If it's here, granted, when you touch it, it shouldn't be mitameyu, because there's some tfliya that I'm not touching the mu'ud, I'm touching the roev, but when I carry it, I'm for sure, I'm carrying everything. When I carry something, I'm carrying everything. When I touch it, I touch this part, I touch that part, but in masa, you can't make these chilukim. So if that's the case, argues the Gemara, you should be mitame tumas masa, and the Gemara is so persuaded by this question, and the Gemara says, oh, itmer Allah, you're right. Amr Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Yisrael Chanina explained this Mishnah is in a braisa. He said, tor milatame b'maga, avu mitame b'masa. It's true. When that Mishnah in the ninth parak of Masechtes Paro says that if you have a taruvas of efer para aduma, that's kosher, and efer mikla, if the efer para is the davar mu'ud, it's not metame, it's only not metame b'maga. It is metame b'masa. You're right, because as it relates to tumas masa, we definitely see it here. In fact, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina's qualification to the Mishnah is really a raya. It's a raya to Rabbi Yirmiya's svar. Either way, talking more. Rabbi Chiz, I'll ask you another kasha. Rabbi Chiz, this is nevela b'teila b'shchuto. If you have a taruvas of nevela b'shchut, kosher meat and non kosher meat, so what's the halacha? You say bittul, and the reason is she. Efsher Rashi's girsa is l'shchuta sheteyasa nevela, not l'nevela sheteyasa shchuta, but rather l'shchuta sheteyasa nevela. Now the context over there, it's actually a Gemara Masechtes Menachos that we learned together not that long ago, and the context is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether mim b'minoi is bottle or mim b'minoi is loy bottle. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is mim b'minoi
is loy batal. So, and if you have a taruvos of two different meaning, then this bittel. But if you have a taruvos of the same meaning, it's loy batal. Rav Chisda was going b'shitas Rav Yehuda that any time you have a taruvos of mim b'minoy, you don't say bittel. And he was pondering whether nevela and shchuta. Do you look at that as mim b'minoy, or do you look at it as mim b'sheinim b'minoy? Pashut, you'll say they're both cows, they're both lambs, they're both shepsalach. So l'chayre, it's for sure mim b'minoy. Rav Chisda said a chiddush. He said no, nevela is batal b'shchuta, and the reason is she efshel l'shchuta shetayasan of it. Being that a kosher piece of meat can never become non-kosher. So it's for that reason, said Rav Chisda, we look at it as min b'she'enoi minoi, that's the halacha. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Nehid v'magalei metama, letama v'masa. We know that nevela is not only aser b'achila, but nevela is also tame. Anytime you talk about nevela, there's two sugyas. Nevela straddles the sugyas of Yerideya, Masechta Shulin, and also the laws of Tomei v'Tahara, because the Torah says many times that a nevela, so if somebody touches a nevela, he's going to be tame. And nevela is a tumah chamura. Nevela is not only metama b'maga, but nevela is also metama b'masa. So frekta gemara kasha, in the event that you have a nevela, which is a mit, it's bittel now to a shchuto. The halach is this bittel with regards to the macholis asuros. This also bittel with regards to the tuma. Why? Bishlam the tumas maga, I understand. But tumas maso, there should be. Why should there be tumas maso? Because if Rabbi Yirmi is gerecht, that you're telling me that every time you have a bittel, the dove mood is there. V'haraya, matzah minis mine v'neir, if later the proportions change, at that point, you'll have to reckon with that dove mood. That means it's here. If it's here, it should be metami even right now, even while it's in a state of bittel. The same svara. Zok the Gemara. Amale. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Atum mid Rav Chisda masnisula, and I'm mid Rav Chia masnisula." Oh, you said this over in the name Rav Chisda. That's why you have a kasha. But we heard this in the name Rav Chia, and that's why we don't have a kasha. Why? What's the difference? Tani Rav Chia nevelu shchuta b'teila zubazu ve'itmer alo. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Chanina. Tama l'tame b'maga avo metabe b'mas. In other words, the Gemara's teretz? The same teretz the Gemara gave to the previous question. Enochanami, when we say nevelu b'teila b'shchuta, it doesn't mean with regards to Tumas Masa. It only means with regards to Tumas Masa, which is exactly what the Gemara answered when it asked the Kasha from the Mishnah Masechtas Parah. But it's interesting, if you look, the Gemara prefaced its teretz by saying, Atum b'drav Chizda masnisula, anam b'drav Chia masnisula. What's the difference if Rav Chizda said it or Rav Chia said it? At the end of the day, the teretz is the same teretz. The teretz is that when we say, Nevelus b'teila b'shchuta, even with regards to Tumah, we mean with regards to Tumas Magda. We don't mean with regards to Tumas Masa. Doesn't matter if Rav Chizda was the one who said the statement that we asked the question from, or it was Rav Chia. So if you look into Rishonim, you see a very subtle, important klal in Shas. And that is, there is a very big difference. Because Rav Chisda was an Amoira, Rav Chia was a Tana. The Tanaim were very often soysim. They didn't explain themselves so clearly. That was their style of teaching. That was something that the Tanam often did. That's why you learn Mishnayos, and sometimes it's not clear exactly what's going on. That's why you have Talmud Bavli, and that's why you have Talmud Yerushalmi. And sometimes you have a Chesure Mechser of the Hachi Ketani. It's because that's the way the Tanaim spoke. Tamayraim were a lot more clear than the Tanaim. So you have a right to say that Nehid b'magaloi, that loy shonu elo milatame b'maga. Avol really metame b'masa, if the Tana was the one that said, I mean, it's really a very big chiddush to say that when we say Nevelus b'teila b'shchuta, it means regarding Tumas Maga, not regarding Tumas Masa. So for a Tana, it's okay. Meaning, the Tana wasn't so clear. He made it sound like there's no Tumah at all. Really, there's only no Tumas Maga. But there is going to be Tumas Masa. But for an Amoira, Amoira should have said it. Like, you couldn't say such a shtickel Torah in a Rambam. The Rambam's a Poisek. He's a Mefarish. He would have to tell you exactly what he means. You can't say the Rambam meant Tumas Maga, he didn't mean Tumas Masa. Unless you have a real lumdus with two dinim, right? You can't say that kind of pshat in a Rambam. So, but it's an Etano, you could say it. In Amoira, you can't say it. Thus, it's the same teretz. But we preface it by saying, Atum b'drav chizda masnisula. That's why you didn't want to give that answer. Oh, we heard in the name Reb Chia. Oh, if it's Reb Chia, then you could give that teretz. That's the Gemara, a third kash. Other Tanan, our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Behe Magasa Sheshofel Charor Astam, Harezu Tikover, Viniftero, Menabachot, Reb Chia taught in the Braiso, in a Matama Lebe Magav Lebe Masa, as it relates to this Charor Astam that came out, where we're concerned as a fetus, so the halach is, it's not Matama, the Magav Masa. Why? The Gemara explained. Rabbi Yechanan said, it was because of bittul b'rayv. You see, it's niftarim and abachayra. That means you're concerned that there's a vlad over here. So why is it not matamba b'magu b'masa? So the Gemara explained already. It's because of bittul. What's the kasha? Amai nehi b'magu loy matamba. Titamba b'masa. Let at least be matamba b'masa. And the Gemara says, ishtek. Where Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this, he didn't answer any kash. He didn't give a teretz. Here already he didn't have anything to say. Freit the Gemara, why not? Maybe you can give a teretz. Dil mashani hocha, dahavila tumas serucha. Maybe the reason in the Mishnah it's not metame b'masa is for a different reason. The reason it's not metame b'masa is not because of bittul. Bittul doesn't work for tumas masa because Rabbi Yirmi is right that every time you have a bittul, the davar mu'ud is still there. And if the davar mu'ud is still there, just like if the proportions change in the future, the davar mu'ud will haunt you. Right now, the davar mu'ud should be enough to tell you that at the very least would be tumas masa. Why then is there no tumas masa? Maybe it's because the tumas serucha smells. It's not something that somebody would eat. And as we're going to see now, when it comes to the laws of tumah and with regards to machalas asuris as well, the achilo shabai, if something becomes serucha to the degree that nobody's going to eat it, it could be over there, it won't be metama. The Gemara and Echanami. So tumas mag is al tzroif, and tumas masa is al tumas serucha. You have to learn the Gemara. Hani chazok the Gemara, the bar pada, the amar, tumas chamura ad leger, for tumas kala ad lekele. But the Gemara says, this is all the good teretz, according to bar pada, who said that when it comes to tumas chamura, which is tumas masa, so the halach is that if it's not roi l'achil asger, at that point, it's not matama. Tumas kala, as it relates to tumas maga, then the halach is al kelev. If it's not roi l'achilas ger, but it's roi l'achilas kelev, it would be matamo. So that's very good. Holoi chazi l'ger. It's a beautiful teretz. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason the chareres tam is not matamo is because of bittul b'rayv, he was explaining why there's no tumas maga. The fact that it's serucha would not be enough of a reason for not to be matama b'maga, because for tumas maga, which is tumas kala, it would have to be serucha to the point that even a dog won't eat it. A dog will eat the chareres tam. That's why you have to bury it. Make sure your dog doesn't eat it. Because a dog would eat it. And being that a dog would eat it, so really it is roi l'achilas kelef. So mitzad the tumah itself, it should be matama b'maga. The teretz is bittul b'rayv. But bittul b'rayv doesn't work for tumas masa, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, because at the end of the day, the tumah is still there. And when I carry it, I know for sure I'm carrying the tumah. So for that, I have another teretz. It's srucha. It's srucha to the point that it's at the very least not roi l'achilas ger. Right? You gave a ger, a chareres dam, he's not going to eat it. So it's not roi l'achilas ger. And if that's the case, that would explain why there's no tumas masa. But the Gemara says, that's all good according to Bar Pada, who said this chilek, who said that for tumas masa, once it's not roi l'achilas ger, it's tumas rucha, at that point it's not matama. Ela Rabbi Yechon Dohama, achazu v'achazu al kelev. But according to Rabbi Yechon, that said that even tumah chamura, even tumas masa, is metamo unless it's not roi l'achilas kelev. But if it is roi l'achilas kelev, it's going to be metamo. Freik the Gemara, chazi l'kelev. And if that's the case, kasho. So this teretz is all good according to Bar Pada. Meaning, according to Bar Pada, you'll tell me that in our Mishnah, when Reb Chiya said, there's no tumas maga, there's no tumas masa. No tumas maga because of bittul. No tumas masa because of the tumas serucha. Why is it a tumas serucha? Because it's not roi l'achilas kelev. But that's all true if you tell me that there's no tumas masa once it's not roi l'achilas ger. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that if it's not roi l'achilas ger, just like there's still tumas maga, there's also still tumas masa. Achazu v'achazu ad kelev. The only time there's no tumah, even tumah chamura, is if it's not roi l'achilas kelev. This is roi l'achilas kelev. So if that's the case, why is there no tumas masa? Now you could easily say that Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Abaya. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yochanan can say that the bittul works for tumas masa, just like it works for tumas maga. The kasha is, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, if he held like Rabbi Yochanan, how is he going to understand the braisa that said that there's no tumas masa in our Mishnah? Right? That's the kasha. Meaning, the braisa said that by the chareres dam that came out of this animal, shaloi bikra, there's no tumas maga, no tumas masa. The question is, why is there no tumas maga? No tumas maga, that's pasha. Spotable, right? The question is, why there's no tumas masa? There's two possibilities. Either you can tell me the bittul works even for tumas masa, or you can tell me there's no tumas masa because it's not roi l'achilas ger. But the problem is, both of them are b'machlei kishnuya. If you hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that tumas never really bottle, then there should be tumas masa, even by the Chareres Dam, despite the fact that it's bottled. The bittel shouldn't work for Tumas Masa. And if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that Tumah Chamura is Ad Lekelev, so just because it's not Roy Lachilas Ger doesn't mean that there's no Tumas Masa. So if you hold like Rabbi Yirmi over here, and you hold like Rabbi Yochanan over there, you have a Kasha, and that's what the Gemara says. Kasha, Gufa, Bar Podab, so we mentioned this, Machloi, because we are both in Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara elaborates in an Adrab. Bar Podab said, Tumah Chamura Ad Leger, but Tumah Kala Ad Lekelev. So again, there's a halacha, that once a Dover Tomei gets to the point where it's Srucha, at that point, it starts losing its ability to be metama. What level of srucha does it have to be? Very important machlok is Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. As it relates to Tumas Maga, which is the Tumah Kala, it's the Leichta Tumah, everybody agrees that as long as a dog will eat it, it's still going to be metama b'maga. If even a dog won't eat it, it's any Roy Lachilas Kalev, at that point, all bets are off. As it relates to Tumas Chamura, Tumas Masa, that's a machloikis. According to Bar Pada, once it's not Roy Lachilas Ger, it already can't transmit Tumas Masa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Tumas Masa is just like Tumas Maga. Achazu va'achazu al the Kelev, it could be any Roy Lachilas Ger. But if it's Roy Lachilas Kelev, then the halach is that it's going to be, that then it's going to be Metama. Zok the Gemara, my time the Bar Pada, dichsev, it says, lo yiseichu kol nevelo. You're not allowed to eat nevelo. What should you do it? Incidentally, when we say ger, we don't mean a ger tzedek. We mean, of course, a ger toishev. You can't give you an avelo to a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is chayim entire gemitzes. It means a ger toishev. Someone that you're allowed to live side by side with. Meaning, when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they were told, hachrim tachrimim leisachaya kol neshama. They weren't allowed to live with anybody. The only ones they were allowed to live with were the people that were mekabel the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. At least they were mekabel not to be oved avodah zarah. They're only allowed to live with a ger toishev. But the point is that a ger toishev who you're allowed to live with, you have an avodah. What are you going to do with it? Lager hashem b'sharecha. But bar pada darshin lager hashem b'sharecha haruuya lager kriyin avodah v'she'ena ruuya lager ena kriyin avodah v'idach. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? L'mu dehecha desricha meikara. He agrees that there's a concept that once something's any roy lager, at that point it could be it's not going to be tamei. But that's only if it never had Tumah, or it was never Roi Lachila before it became to a point where it was any Roi Lager. So for example, if a live animal, which is any Roi Lachila, because it's Eva Menachai, so if a live animal would have a limb that would break, Rashi says, the Hislia, it would spoil, something would go bad with it. So it became Serucha, it became any Roi Lachila, even before the animal was killed. So before it even became Roi Lachila, at that point we would say, that being that it never had the Cheshivas of an Oichel, and it's at the very least any Roi Lachila's Ger, now that it became an Oichel, then any Roi Lachila's Ger is enough to say that it's not going to transmit Tumah. But once something's an Oichel, at that point the only time Serucha is enough to make it that it shouldn't transmit tumah is if it's any roi lachilas kelev. Zok the gemara ve'idach lemute hecha the sricha meikara loy sricha kra. You're gonna have to say that Bar Pada didn't need a pasuk for sricha meikara because he held it's pasuk. If something was a sricha meikara, you need a pasuk to tell me that the halach is it can't create tumah. Why not? Afra ba'almu. You look at it as offer. If it was never oichel, the halach of tumas nevela is you have an oichel that's nevela. That's what this halach is true. But being that it was Hislia while the animal was alive, so as soon as the animal was killed, it was already any roi lachila. So it comes out, it's afra ba'alma. For afra ba'alma, it's not something you need to draw shofar. Tarm Reb Lizman Yaakov Oyer Mebeim Agas Shofar Chareir Estam and Reizu Dukaver Vinifteres Ben Abachayir. Back Tarm Mishnah. But Tanu Reb Chia. Reb Chia said Ein Metama Leib Magav Leib Masal. Vam Reb Yechinon. Reb Yechinon said Mishubitul Bereib Naguba. Reb Yechinon said in our Mishnah, why is there no Tumas Magav, no Tumas Masal by this Chareir Estam? It's because of Bitul Bereib. So in the previous sugu we asked Akasha, Bitul Bereib should only help for Magav. Why does Bitul Bereib help for Masal? And the Gemara made a tali in the machloikis between Rabbi Yirmiya and Abaya. But here the Gemara asks another kasha in light of this last Rabbi Yochanan that we just learned. Which Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan that said his halacha of achazu va'achazu ad lekelev. And in the shaklevetaria between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan, what emerged was that anytime you have something that was hisricha me'ikara, the halacha is that it's not tameh at all, as long as it's ein roi lachilas ger. So if something at the time that the animal was killed, you had a limb that was already ein roi lachilas ger, the halach is, it's not going to be metam. So feit gemara kasha, is mayer yemishu bitl beroiv. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to come out to bitl beroiv to tell me why this chareres nam is not metam? Typically, it was Leyes Chazi. Was this Chareris Tam ever Roy Lachilas Ger? It was never Roy Lachilas. It said it's not Roy Lachilas Ger. And it was never Roy Lachilas Ger. And when it's never Roy Lachilas Ger, even Rabbi Yochanan's Maida. So if even Rabbi Yochanan's Maida, where it was never Roy Lachilas Ger, why does Rabbi Yochanan need to say that the reason there's no Tumas Magro Masa is because of Bittul Beroiv? Even without Bittul Beroiv, this Tumas is dead on arrival because this Tumas Rucha. And even though it's Roy Lachila's Kalev, Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is Adla Kalev, that's only if it was once Roy Lachila and then later it was Hisricha. But this was Hisricha Meikara. So if it was Hisricha Meikara, right, as soon as it came out of its mother's womb, it was already not Nageya. So if that's the case, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to come on to Bittul Barayv? Tepik Lei. Bittul Barayv is what? This Tumah? Narvas, the Tumah's bottle. There's no Tumah. It's Tumah Sarucha. If there's no tumah, so it's pasha zakti gemara. You have to say anami is chazoy meikara agav ime. It's true that once it comes out, it's not roi lachila. But when it was in its mother's womb, agav ime, it was roi lachila. That's enough to say that it was roi lachila. Thus, if it was roi lachila agav ime, it is not considered srucha meikara. Thus, the halacha is not. Adr, that if it's any roi lachilas ger, it's not going to be tami. It's really tali lachilas kelev. I mean, the chareres stam is tali lachilas kelev. So it's for that reason, Rabbi Yechon had to come on to a new reason why there isn't going to be any tumas. Look, we're talking about the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Aymer, one more halacha. Tzir tahar, going back to the fish brine. So if somebody has tzir tahar, shenofa l'teichoy mayim kolshu. So what happened was, this person bought tzir from Amma Aretz, and he did what Rish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah, you could do. Which is, he did hashaka. And being that he did hashaka, everything was good. What was the cheshbon of doing hashaka? No matter hashaka. If it's roiv mayim, hashaka works. And if it's roiv tzir, then it's not makabel tumah anyways. Okay, so what happens? Shenafal teichim mayim kolshu. If a little bit of water falls into this tzir now, the halach is tumah, it's going to be tumah. So a little bit of water is already going to create tumah. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Ravua. So you say meres. You see from here, nechshetu amayoretz, la'ariv mechza mayim bitzir. Now the word nechshetu is a little bit of a misnomer. Because usually when you think of nechshetu, it means they're doing something wrong. You're allowed to make fish brine 50% water and 50% tzir. Doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to do that. So you have to know what the word nechshedu means. But the point is that the Amayoritz will sometimes put half and half. What's the point? The point is that the hashaka will work. But if you're going to add water, now already it's going to be Rav Mayim. And once you add Rav Mayim, Rabbi Yirmi Yisvara, at this point the hashaka is not going to work anymore. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. It sounds like if it's exactly 50-50, the hashaka works. And if you add a little bit more, that's when you run into problems. I feel Gemara. Let's say the Amaritz would put a little bit less than half. And you would now add a little bit water. So it would also be a problem. Because Vahani Mashu have a Leipalga. Now you're going to make it already a Palga. Upalga Leipato. Right? The only time it works is if it's Rav Mayim. Or Rav Tzir. But if it was Rav Tzir, and now it's Palga Upalga, you're already running into issues. Because as long as the mayim is bottled, then it's very good. Because tzir is not makabel tumah, the mayim is bottled to the tzir. But if you're going to add water to the point where it's going to be even 50-50, that should be enough. So the Gemara is sort of nitpicking on the exact calculation of the Gemara. We're saying the concern is that you bought it 50-50, you add a tipa of mayim, so now it's going to be too much water. Even if you bought it 50-49, meaning 51-49, it was a little bit less water. By adding a little bit of water, making it mechza mechza, you lose the bittel. So now that the mayim is not bottled to the tzir anymore, that should already be an issue. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eima ad mechza. Yiba yaseima. Alternatively, tumas ame aretz, the rabbi. The whole tumas ame aretz is the rabbi. You know for sure that am aretz is tame. When we say we're concerned for tumas ame aretz, this is all on the rabbana level. But tumas mashkim, the rabbana. Bidei raisa mashkim can't become tame. The whole concept of tumas mashkim is the rabbana. Therefore, it's a double the rabbana. Beru begaz rabbana. Palgo palgo. Where there's a roif of tumah, that's what the rabbanon will geyser. But in the event you would have mechza al mechza, the tzir is not mekabel tumah, it's only the mayim that's mekabel tumah, and it's exactly 50-50, chamim weren't worried. If you have roif of tumah, that's where you'd run into issues. But at the extent that it would be mechza al mechza, at that point, there won't be any issues. So before we go weiter and start the next Mishnah, Be'ezus Hashem, just two ha'aris with regards to the Gemara that we're learning. So we mentioned the halacha of Reish Lakish in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who said, if somebody buys fish brine from an Amma Aretz, even though the Amma Aretz is chashid on Tumah, but there's a way to do it and not have to be concerned about the Tumah. What do? You do hashaka. You take the fish brine and you attach it. Hashaka is milosh and nishika. You kiss it with the mikveh. And by doing that, the mikveh has an ability to be metaher the fish brine. Meman of shach. If the fish brine is roiv mayim, so mayim is mekabel tumah, but mayim has tahira al yedei hashaka. And if it's roiv tzir, granted the chiddush of hashaka wasn't said for tzir, oh, but by the way, tzir is not mekabel tumah anyways. So it's not an issue. So meman of shach in this case, you're not going to have a problem.
The Gemara had said, the Rabbi Yirmiya commented on this, that even though Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's halacha seems very straightforward, and as we saw in the end of the sugi, it sounds like it's a Mishnah really, in Masechtas Machshirin, but this is only good if you're going to use the fish brine as a dip. But to the extent that you're going to add water to it, now already you may be running into issues. Because when you add water, now you're changing the proportions. Now you may end up with Roif Mayim. Mayim is Mekabel Toma. The original Miyat of Mayim that was Tomei never became Torah Al-Yidei Ashaka, because when you did the Ashaka, it was Tzir, and Ashaka wasn't Chal on the Tzir. Granted, at the time, it wasn't an issue, but now that you change the proportions, it is an issue. So it's for that reason, Rabbi Yirmiya said, this is all good, but only if you don't add water. If you're going to add water, at that point, it's going to be a problem. If you take a look at Rashi, on Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph, so Rashi said that, what's the issue? So it's two lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Beis Amar Aleph. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to add mayim to the pot, then what's going to happen is the mayim that was in the tzir, moitzim mayim shebegedera, are going to meet up, right? Just speaking poetically. So the water that was in the tzir is going to now meet up, team up with the water that's in the gedera. Umitzarfin yacha. They're going to be mitzdarif together, v'rabin ala tzir, and then now going to be the roiv on the tzir, u'metamin oisoi, and they're going to be metam of the tzir. So Rashi says, what's the issue? This is very simple. That right now the mayim is a miut. But what happens if you add water? Now the mayim is going to be a roiv. And the mayim was tamei, never became Torah al-yidei ashaka. So now you're going to end up with roiv mayim. What's going to happen when you have roiv mayim? U'metamin oisoi. It's going to be metamin it. Who's it? Who's it? This is a proper pronoun. There's only one it over here. There's no two choices. The tzir. It's going to be metama the tzir. Freik tois akasha, very subtle toisvis. Tois dibra amaskel v'neir. Pirish akuntris, shamayim choizrin, v'rabim ala tzir, u'metama noisoi. Zog toisvis loy dok. Tois, Rashi wasn't so medayik, right? Every letter in Rashi, every word, every syllable in Rashi is bediktok. Zog toisvis, Rashi was loy dok. You know why? The tzir lab kebule tumahu. Tzir can't become tame. So what do you mean that the mayim is going to become the roiv on the tzir and be metama? That's not possible. Elozeu near. What the Gemara means is something else. Doesn't mean that the tzir is going to become tame. The Gemara just means more simple. The mekame hachi bat la tzir minamayim tumas mashkum achmas roiv tzir. The achshav shamayim near ulu kamoi shein tchilu kaidem shein sarab tzir. Meaning the Gemara means the same thing. Rashi says, but don't say that when the mayim becomes the roiv, it's going to be metama the tzir. Because how in the world will the mayim have the ability to be metama the tzir? Tzir is not mekabel tuma. So if tzir is not mekabel tuma, if it's not mekabel tuma on its own, it can't be mekabel tuma if it's in a taruvis now, where it's the dover mu'at, klapin amayim. What then does the Gemara mean when it says chayz v'neir? It just means that when the mayim is the mi'ot, you don't have to worry about the mayim. Now that the mayim is derived, the way we explain the Gemara, now you do have to worry about the mayim. The tzir? So Taisus, first of all, who cares about the tzir? And besides, Taisus says, loidak. Rashi says something that I don't think is true. Because a tzir can't become tame. And it can't become tame when it's on its own. It can't become tame even if it's a taruvos, even if it was nesarif together with mayim, where the mayim is derived, even though the mayim itself does have an ability to be makabel tame. Okay, so at first glance, it seems to be a subtle machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos tucked away in Masechtas Bechiras, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Stating there, the Oinig Yontif, in a classic piece. It's in Oinig Yontif, Chelek Arachayim, Simen Dalet. One of the most famous simonim in Oinig Yontif. He declares a very yesoidistic Shaila in the Halach of Roiv. And after a pilpul nifla with regards to his Shaila, he says, I believe that this Shaila is really b'machlekes Shnuya. It's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And b'sechtes b'chayres tafchob beiz amin alf, this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos that we just spoke out right here. So this is hafeichba v'hafeichba de kulava. What seems like a Rashi and a Tosfos that it's hard to even notice. It's so short and you go through it so quickly that the Yontik took out from here a tremendous sign. That is as follows. And the Yontik cleared a Shaila. He said, what would be if somebody has chutim of tzitzis that were tavui lishma, and he has a chut of tzitzis that was not tavoy lishma. And they were nesarif. They all got mixed up. And he can't remember which ones were prepared lishma and the one that was prepared shaloy lishma. Do you say bittel b'roiv or do you not say bittel b'roiv? So there's one chut of tzitzis that he knows for sure he didn't spin lishma. And the question is, now that it was nesarif with those that were done lishma, do you say bittel or you don't say bittel? Now one thing is clear. That's pashit, achrayim speak out in different places, that bittel b'roiv, even though usually you find it in the context of iser, nevela, that's Nesarev with Shchuta, or Truma that's Nesarev with Chulit. So the context usually is with regards to Isser, but that's Poshit, that
Bittel Beroiv wasn't said regarding Isser. Bittel Beroiv is a klal. Achri Rabbi Mahatis is the Makar to Bittel Beroiv. It's not talking about Isser. It's not talking about mitzvahs. It's not talking about heter. It's not talking about minhagim or chumras. It's a halacha. It's a klal that a yid has a shulchan aruch, and our shulchan aruch says Achri Rabbi Mahatis is a halacha of Roiv. So if Roiv can be machria sveikos, when we're dealing with Isser the heter, there's no reason that Roiv can't be machria sveikos when it comes to mitzvah saseh. So what was the shaila d'ani yantiv? The shaila was something else. He says usually when you think of a roiv, so you have something that has an issue with it. Yeah, basan nevela. Basan nevela, Peir says you're not allowed to eat because it was nevela. So there's a halacha that if the davar that has a chisaron, that has something wrong with it, was nisariv with things that don't have that problem, so somehow the chisaron that this thing has goes away via the halacha of bittul b'roiv. So if something has an issue, bittul b'roiv has an ability to make issues go away. But that's when the problem with this thing is that it has a positive issue. What if something's missing something? What if you have something, it doesn't have an issue per se, it's not a doesn't have a chalois nevela, there's no iser truma where the Torah says v'chozor l'yechabai, but it's missing something. For example, there's a halacha that when you prepare tzitzis, you have to prepare lishma. Or the same shah would be with matzahs. Matzahs have to be prepared lishma. There's a certain kavana that you have to have when you prepare it. There's a certain chalois that you need to impose on this thing when you're preparing it. So yesh lachkar, in that case, would bittul b'roiv work or would bittul b'roiv not work? Read the lashon of the Einig Yontif. The Hayarnu Makom Safik. The Efshaloyma. The Loyma Hani Bittel Ela Bedavet Shanu Don and Olav Sheyesh by Isser. A Psul. Bezeh Amra Toiro. Shem Nisariv Beroiv Nistalek Psulay Me Olav. The Nase Kedavet Shenes Batalboy. The Ein Boy Oy Psul. Avul Bedavet Shem Psulay Mepnei Shem Mechus and Maisa. Gigoy Matzah Shalay Nefel Lishma. Bezeh Afilu Nisariv Bematzah So Afuyas Lishma. Nami Loyma Hani. The Mishum Shenes Batal Lo Yasig Mailas Hamavatal. The Dailono, the Shayne Yazov, Shemoyal bit the Lahasir Chisorin Hamiz Batal. But Veloy Lahasig Mailas Hamavatal. Herstalom this? He said, I could hear that Bittel should be able to remove the Chisorin of the Dover Hamiz Batal. But that Bittel should be able to poil, that it will give the Dover Hamiz Batal the Mailas Hamavatal? If Azoy Vaita in Yontif said that, I don't hear. And that was a shy. That was the shayla. Do you say now that the tzitzis that weren't prepared lishma could be batal or not? What's the shayla again? The shayla is here. What you want is that the tzitzis that were prepared shaloi lishma should take on the mailas hamavatal. The ones that are being mevatal were lishma. So they have in it this maila of lishma. Could it now impart on the davar muad this maila of lishma? Or could it not impart on this davar muad the maila lishma? So the Yontif is mefalfel with rayas all over Shas. Just kedai to speak out one aura that he mentions, and that is a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, what happens if a bunch of people that were on death row all got mixed up? They were Nesarev. So they were Neskolim and Nesrofim. Yontif. Now no one knows who's supposed to get Skilo, who's supposed to get Srefa. So the Gemara says, you need them Bekala. That's the halacha. HaNeskolim b'Nesrofim. The Gemara is going according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Sreifa is Chamura, so the Halacha is Nidim B'Skilo. They get Skilo. And the reason they get Skilo is because Skilo, according to Reb Shimon, is more Kuladik than Sreifa. You give them the Kala, because it's like a Bechal Messiah Mana. So if somebody had a Gemar Din that he's Chayiv Sreifa, being that Sreifa is more Chamur than Skilo, it's as if he also had a Gemar Din that he's Chayiv Skilo. So whatever the Sfar is, the Halacha is that you need them B'Kala. Freik Pei Zakasha, it sounds like that Halacha of Niskolim B'Nisrof, and you always get the Kala, is true, even if the more Chamur was the right. Meaning, let's say again, going to Reb Shimon's world, that Sreifa is more Chamur than Skilo. There were 10 people on death row. 9 of them are Chayiv Sreifa, one of them is Chayiv Skilo. They all got mixed up. Halacha Skilo. All 10 people are going to get Freik Pei Zakasha. Why? Why do you say bittul b'roiv? Why do you say that the person that's chayiv skiva is bottle to the 9 people that are chayiv sreif? It's Tosfos kasha in Masechtos Chulin. Daf yoda alef amud beis says Tosfos afal gafter roiv nisrofim ninu tirutz rabbeinu tam a tremendous svara the kivon the meman of shachu nerag being that meman of shach this person is getting killed leinyan beezay misa hu nerag lo yozlinam basaruba roiv can't tell you which misa this person is supposed to get. I am Isa. So it's like, they're all chayiv misa regardless. Every single one of these people is unfortunately going to have to be killed. The question is, which misa? So it's a shayla now, Raif should be machriya, which misa? You want Raif to say, Yisrael gets Raifa, because being that Raif of them is Raifa. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the kivan de miman of shachu nerag, le'inyan be'ezei misa hu nerag, le'yozlinam basarub. Zokta inig yontif, makshim o'ilam. And by the way, you know the o'ilam is, it's the ktsois. Frank, the ktsois are rizig a kasha. Everyone knows the halacha, that a bas koyin, That's mezana. What's the halacha? So ordinarily, an eish tisarif, that's mezana. So if she was married b'nesuin, she gets chenek. And if she was an ayra murasa, she gets skila. But a bas koyin doesn't get chenek, doesn't get skila. Sugis ashas. Instead, what does she get? She gets sreifa. Freik tiktoy sakasho. How do you know a bas koyin is a bas koyin? But your father's a kohen. Maybe your father's not her father. The territory to go bust the roiv. Roiv bilas achrabah. Freitas, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says that when it comes to which misa, you don't go bust the roiv. How do you ever give a bas kohen sreifa? Oh, you're going bust the roiv? You're going bust the roiv? L'chayra, you don't go bust the roiv. That's Rabbeinu Tam's yisoid in Chul Yudal. This is a place in a few places. But right here, Chul Yudal of Amabes, Rabbeinu Tam said a chiddish. The kiven, the memon of Shachu Nerak. Linyan be'ezer misa hu nerak lo yozli no bust a ruba. Because every bas koyin is all predicated on roiv. Without the roiv, bilas achrabal, you have no idea that she's a bas koyin. So you see, the roiv is being machria, which means that she's supposed to get. Now, in light of the raid that we spoke at this week, what's the obvious teretz? Ruba the Issa come on, Ruba the Lesser come on. But we'll leave that already for another day. But Zok, Ta'inig Yantif, the Gevaldig Azach. He says, I think the Ktsois made a tois in his understanding of toises. What's beside on toises? Rabbeinu Tam set up, Sasvara, Gzeir Sakasov. Rive works for everything. It works for Dine Nefashis, it works for Dine Knossis, it works for Dine Mominus. Right? Rive always works. But for some reason, to paskin and determine which Misa a person's supposed to get, that's where we draw a line. What's the pshat? What's this svar in Rabbeinu Tam? Says the Yontif, mir duchzach as Rabbeinu Tam ain't azoi. Rabbeinu Tam is saying the longest that we're saying. Roiv works. It works in Kala Teira Kulo. But Roiv only works lahasir chisarin hamezbatel. But it can't work to take the maila of the mevatel and impart it on the dover hamezbatel. So it says the Yontif, that if you want to give a person sreifa, there has to be a gemar din where Bezdin has to paskin nimnu v'gamru that this person is chayiv sreifa. Without a gemar din, there can't be a chayiv sreifa. If that's the case, if you need a positive maila as an oxymoron on the person in order for him to be able to get a chayiv misa or a specific type of chayiv misa, and being that bittul b'roiv can't accomplish that because bittul b'roiv can only remove chisroinus. But it can't impart milus. So says the Einig Yontif. That's why it's not shaykh hayidei bitul b'roiv to take a person that really was chayiv skila and give him sreifa. Because to be chayiv sreifa, you would need a positive psak of chayiv sreifa. You'd have to take on the milus hamavatel, and you can't take on the milus hamavatel because bitul b'roiv doesn't do that. Just like bitul b'roiv in one side in the Einig Yontif's chakira doesn't have an ability to impart lishma on somebody that doesn't. What do you mean? Bitul b'roiv works for everything. Why shouldn't it work for lishma? The teretz is because lishma is a maila and roiv is dailonu if it's going to remove the chesaron of the mesbatel, but not to take on the maila of the mevatel. In this case, the psak din of a chiyav sreifa would be the maila samavatel. If it be the maila samavatel, that's not something that it would be able to do. Says the Einig Yontif after his whole shmuz, after the whole arichos, from Bechiris Daf Chav Beis Mashma, the Das Rashi Zal, the Dover Hamispatel Nepach Lius Kimavatel L'Chol Dov. Where do you see that? Where do you see that? You see that in our sugya. Because Tzir is a Dover that really is not Mekabel Tumah. It does not have the ability to be Mekabel Tumah. It's lacking in its DNA the ability to ever become Tumah. The Bri of Tzir can't become Tumah. Stating that, Rashi said a Gevaldi Gechidish, that if you'd have a Taruvis of Mayim and Tzir, with Mayim would be the Roiv and Tzir would be the Mu'ud, then Tzir would be able to be Mekabel Tumah. It wasn't really Negei and the Cheshman of the Sugya. And that's why Tosfos commented on Rashi, like, Doc, I don't know Rashi had to say that. It's not Negei Pshat, and it's not true, Tosfos said. Because Tzir's not Mekabel Tumah. So if it's not Mekabel Tumah on its own, why should it be able to be Mekabel Tumah now that it's in a Taruvis? Zok Toyde Gyontiv, you know what the Pshat and Rashi is? Pshat and Rashi is that when the Tzir is Nisarif together with the Mayim, it becomes bottle to the Mayim. It takes on the Maila of the Mevatel. And the Maila of the Mevatel is Mayim. And if Mayim has an ability to become Tomei, now the Tzir will have an ability to become Tomei as well. Tosfos held, says Doide Kyantiv, like the Tzad and the Chakira, that Bittul B'Roiv does not have the ability to give the Dov Amut the Maila Samavatel. So if Tzir on its own doesn't have an ability to become Tomei, it can be bottled from today till tomorrow. It's not going to take on that new status of having an ability to be Mekabel Tumah. Whereas Rashi held that it has the ability to take on the Maila Samavatel, or if it has the ability to take on the it's half of a fellow, says the Einig Yontif, says this machloikis, whether the tzir could become Tomei, now that it's a Dava Mur and the Taruvas together with the Mayim is totally in his Shiloh, whether you have Tzitzis that were prepared Shaloi Lishma or Matzis that were prepared Shaloi Lishma, it was Nisarev now with Tzitzis or Matzis that were prepared Lishma. Do you say Biltel Barayv or do you not say Biltel Barayv? Which comes down to a major loss. Again, another tremendous Yisoid and Lamdis that we have over here as it relates to this Halacha. Just one more Ha'aru, we don't have time to go through this properly, but just one more aura that I think is Kedai mentioning, and that is when we learn Masechtas Chulin. When we learn Masechtas Chulin, so we spent a lot of time, Coca-Cola part one, Coca-Cola part two, on the Rajba. On the Rajba, the Tshuva, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuflam Adalim Yerideya, there seems to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch, and the Igris Moshe, and then Rabbi Bienenfeld, and all the fun raid, and Gishmak raid, as it relates to the halachas of Coca-Cola. So what was the Rajba's Yusai? The Rajba said, Kedai to read it from the Shulchan Aruch. And that is Kol Hamashkim Shol Oivik Vechavim Shedarkam La'ari Behem Yayin Ochaimetz Asurim. That anytime you have a taruvas where the ingredients, the recipe calls for a specific Dover Aser to be inside the recipe, the halacha is Bechai Gavni, you don't say Biltel B'Roi. Meaning the only time you say Biltel B'Roi is a punkt. You have a Kederes Basa and a Tipas Chalav fell into a Kederes Basa. But if you would if there would be food that you're preparing, forget Ein Mevatel Nisla Katchila for now, but you're preparing food and the recipe calls for a tipas chalav inside the basa, there the halacha is that if it's darkam, shaloi de kechavim, la'arif, this davar aser, in that case, you don't say bitul barayv. That's the Rajba's halacha, and the Mechabit Paskins in the Yerideya, Simen Kuflam Adalit, Sifkotan Yud Gimel. What are some of the practical applications for it? So one is the whole sherry cask issue. Because what's the issue with sherry cask? The scotch makers store the scotch, they age it in barrels that were once used for sherry cask. So what's going to happen? A little tam of the sherry wine that was previously in the sherry cask is going to penetrate the scotch, and you have a little bit of a tam yayin of snam yayin mishalev dikhavim, which is a problem. Now, the truth is, at first glance, ask any man on the street, they'll tell you, what's the problem? It's a dove mu'ud. It's so mu'ud, it's bottle. What's the teretz? Teretz is his Rajba. Because although it is a davar mu'ud, but it's kol anashkim shalei v'kechavim, shedarkim la'arav behem yayin oichaymetz, right? Then the halacha is it's awesome. And being that that's the derech, that's the way they make it, that's precisely why we have an issue. Otherwise, it'd be no issue. That was the whole Coca-Cola issue, where Rav Tuvia Geffen wrote a tshuva in the 1930s in Atlanta, Georgia, when he was given access to the ingredients of Coca-Cola, and he saw they used glycerin. And glycerin is a davar, but it was a davar bottle. It was so mu'et. Feshtetzich it was, but he knew it was bottle. He said, but it's a rashba. He said, "Umi achriya can I get a rashba?" Kol amashkim shleiv kechavim shatarkim lar ben yain echayim etzasur. So I saw in the sefer daf al daf, he brings a ha'aruf from the Debrecina Rav in his Shailos Hatshuvas Ber Moshe. It's in Chelik Hey Simen Mem Ches Sivkot Tov Zayin. He says, "Lefnei Rabbis Bashanim Hikshesi Al Shita Sarashbo Migmar Becheres Tavchav Beis Amar Al." He said it always bothered him because in our Gemara we have a case where you had tzir. Tzir is made up of two ingredients primarily, the Zeyas Hadag, and it has Mayim in it also. And the Gemara has a whole discussion which one is the right, and depending on which one is the right, that will determine the status of this tzir. Because the Dava Mu'ud is going to be bottle. Says Kasha was hazardous with the Rajba. According to the Rajba, that says, Kol Hamashkin Shalevi Kechavim, Shedarkin La'arid Bohen Yayin Oichemitz Asurim, that if it's the Derech to do it this way, it's going to be a problem. What was the Rajba's Raya? Gvina Sakum, right? The Inkam Akoma. But according to this, you say to the Rajba, it was the Derech. That's how they made it. The way they used to make tzir is they would take water, they would mix it together with the fish bread. If that's the case, then there's no bittle. Because like the Rajba, bittul is something that happens if accidentally, incidentally, something happened. A tipas chala falls into yet a sov of truma tmeya shenoflo l'toich meya soya shal chulim. But over here, this is the derech. This is the recipe. So to the extent that this is the recipe, v'yesh liyashiv, the Debrecina Rav himself said two terutzen. But let's try to go a little bit weiter. So the next Mishnah. So the parak began with a case where somebody bought a behema from an oivid kechavim, and he has no idea if this behema gave birth to a baby previously or didn't give birth to a baby previously. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, what happens if somebody buys a behema from an oivid kechavim and the animal that he bought is nursing a child?
So the halacha is, then already, for sure, we assume that it's nursing its child. Meaning, you don't assume, right, when the person looked in, he was looking at all the animals to buy, he saw one animal was nursing. So you could assume for sure that it was nursing its own child, and as a result, the next animal that's going to be born is not going to be considered the bechor. What if somebody goes into his eider, his own eider, he has a whole bunch of animals, and he saw the mafkirois were minikois, v'she'ena mafkirois. Minikos. Meaning, all the animals were nursing babies. They all had babies. But he didn't know which baby belonged to which. So, Lamayin Afkamina. If they all have babies, so they're all, there's no Shaila anymore that there's going to be Bechiris in this Eder. Because some of them had not given birth to babies previously. Again, the case was where a person had a lot of animals. Some had given birth, and some had not given birth. Now he walks into the Eder, he comes home from a trip, and he sees... Can I know how to? So you see, they all have babies, they're all nursing. That means there's Bechiris over here in his Eder, because the ones that had not given birth previously clearly had given birth. Probably he doesn't know which one is which. So the halacha is, he's allowed to assume that each mother is nursing its own child, and as a result, he knows which one is the Bechar. He remembers which animal had not had a baby yet. Thus, he knows, what would be the other tzad? That maybe they're nursing the other animal's child. That's the Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Ein chayshishin shema b'nosh alzu balei etzalzu, or shema b'nosh alzu balei etzalzu." But we could assume that each animal is nursing its own child, and as a result, he knows exactly which one's the bechor, which one's not the bechor. Zoktim, I'm Rav Nachman, mishmei the Rav. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav, "Hilchasu bekulei pirkin bar miplukte." The halacha is like all the stam mishnayos in our parak. So Rav Nachman said, I heard from Rav that all the mishnayos in this parak, the third parak in Masechtas Bechiras, the halacha is like the Tanaim's halacha is mentioned in the mishnayos, with the exception of the machlokes. Meaning, any statement in a mishnah in the third parak of Masechtas Bechiras that's totally be machlokes. So that Rav said, I'm not being machri the machlokes. But whatever you have in a mishnah here in the third parak that's not mentioned as a machlokes, halacha k'maisa. What was he trying to say? We know that halacha is always like a snob mishnah, but in our parak we have a little bit of an anomaly. Not something you never find, but a little bit of anomaly, and that is you have snob mishnayos that are mentioned in the names of specific Tana, like this mission we just learned. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Halakech Behemah Meniko. There's no one that argues, but it wasn't mentioned as a Stam Mishnah. It said Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer. Meaning it's not mentioned as a Stam Mishnah, you don't have the halacha of halacha kit Stam Mishnah. So Rav said, you want to know, the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, or the previous Mishnah, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Being that they're not Stam Mishnayis, it was necessary for Rav to tell us what the halacha is. But at the same time, said Rav, so all these Mishnayasin that are mentioned by specific Tanoim, they're not Stam Mishnah. And there's no one arguing with them, the halacha is like those Tanoim. If there's a machlokes, that's already a different story. Rav Sheshes said, Amina, Kinayim v'shachiv Rav, Amal HaShmaita, Rav must have said this while he was falling asleep. Why? Because it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Aha, what was Rav going back on? Ilei Ma'reish, he's going back on the first Mishnah. What was the first Mishnah? Somebody buys an animal from a guy, and he has no idea if the animal gave birth or didn't give birth. If it's a goat, the first year. If it's a rachel, the first 2 years. That was not stam. Tully in a machlekes. Mifluk pligli, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi had the brisa that had four shittas. So that was definitely tully in machlekes. That can't be what Rav was referring to when he said the halacha is like that Tana, because he clearly said, Rav, I'm only referring to a Tana where there's no machlokes. That Mishnah had a machlokes. Elad, Rabbi Lezim Yaakov. Maybe he's going on the second Mishnah. Rabbi Lezim Yaakov's halacha. For that, I need Rav. Mishnah's Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Kavanaki. Everybody knows halacha is always like Rabbi Lezim Yaakov. Elad, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Maybe he's going on the Mishnah, this last Mishnah that we just learned. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's halacha. But the Gemara says, Mifluk Libi Bebraisa. There's a Mefurish Bebraisa where there is a machlokes. He sees machlokes Shnua. Elad, Rabbi Yisim Ben Amishulim. Maybe he's going back on the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yisim Ben Amishulim. Daf Chav Dal Amid Beis. But the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chodazim. The Rav had already said, Amar Rav Ilchus Rabbi Yisim Ben Amishulim. So why Rav have to say it twice? Ela Sar Bamum. Maybe he's going on Sar Bamum, which is a Mishnah on Daf Chav Hey Amar Aleph. But the Gemara says, Mifuk Pligi. I copy the Mahal Rabbanan. That is Tali B'machlokes. So Rav Sheshes said that really I don't understand this comment of what Rav was saying. Thus Kinayim V'Shachiv Rav Amar L'Hashmaitas. Zok Gemara, but it's not true because the Oyvam Rav Shimon Gamliel. Really, Rav was going back on the Mishnah we just learned, the Mishnah of Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's why the Gemara is bringing the Shmuz right here because it was really regarding this Mishnah. Rav wanted you to know that Loch is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav clearly said that his statement's only true for a Mishnah where there's no machloikis, and here there is a machloikis. Where's the machloikis in the Braisa? The Braisa like plukti. That what it says in the Braisa is not considered a machloikis. Meaning, although there is a machloikis, there is a Tana that argues, but that Tana wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. And the fact that that Tana wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, that Rav viewed as not being a real machloikis, And that's what Rav was trying to say. Meaning, Rav could have simply said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav said it in a more elaborate way. And this is Rav who said, so why did Rav say it in the more elaborate? Because he was coming to teach us something. Right? We're always medayek Rav. So Rav is teaching us something. What's Rav coming to teach us? He's coming to teach us that if you have a Mishnah, and then there's a Tana that argues with that Mishnah in a Braisa, it's not the same. A Mishnah and a Braisa are not on the same level. This is another one of the Klali Ashas you could take out of this daf so much here. Right? We mentioned that the Gemara had said that an Amora, you can't be Mefarish so much. A Tana, you can be Mefarish. There's another rule. That a Machloikis and a Mishnah is not the same as a Machloikis from a Tana and a Braisa to a Tana and a Mishnah. And that's why Rav was adding language to make it clear that this is Lav Plukta. It's not really a Rav Shimon Gamliel with a Bar Plukta, being that the Bar Plukta is in a Braisa, it's not in a Mishnah. The point is, Rav was coming to say was that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So just to end on a light note, and that is, so Rav said that Hilchasa Bekule Pirkin Bar Mi Plukte. Amar Rav Sheshes. And what was Rav Sheshes' comment? Kinayin V'shachav Rav Amar L'Hashmaita. Rav must have said this while he was sleeping. Because really, if you think about it, what Rav said doesn't really make that much sense. Now the truth is, at first glance, how could Rav Sheshes have spoken this way about Rav? I mean, Rav, we know who Rav was. Rav Sheshes, Kinayim v'shachiv Rav. I mean, imagine an Odom Gadol says something, a Gadol Adar, and somebody would go ahead and say, he must have said this while he was falling asleep, because it doesn't make any sense. Befrat, Rav Sheshes, we know, was a Talmud of Rav. Befrat, we speak so much about the Asar Mil de Chassidus of Rav, and how after Rav was Nifter, his Talmidim decided to perpetuate his memory by keeping up, maintaining these Chumras. Do you know two of those Chumras were maintained by Rav Sheshes? One of Rav's Chumras were that he never looked outside of his Dalet Amos. The Tshuvas HaGa'inim says that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were both Talmidim of Rav. They both took it upon themselves that they would keep this Chumra. They couldn't do it. It was too hard. The Sumah was saying, they made themselves blind. The two Sumas and Shas of Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. You know how they became blind? You know the rest of the story? They made themselves blind because they couldn't keep this Chumra. That's who Rav Sheshes is. Rav Sheshes is a Talmud Muvik of Rav. He took on the Chumra of his Rebbe Rav to such a degree that he made up, the Rebbe didn't look out of his Dalet Amos, he's going to do the same thing. And he couldn't do it, he made himself blind. That's Mesiras Nefesh. And part of his Mesiras Nefesh was related to the Kabbalah that he had made for his Rebbe. Rav Sheshes is the one that said, in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, hastily he's going to get Gevaldik Eschar Neulam Abba. Why? Because he was always makbid on tefillin. You know what the rest of the story is? That's what we spoke out from the Megadim Chadashim in the beginning of the week. That another one of the 10 Chumras of Rav is that he never walked without tefillin. And after he was nifter, Rav Sheshes took on a second Chumra. Rav Sheshes took 2 out of the 10. He said he's also going to never walk. And he said, tasily. He said, I'm going to get schar for it. Maybe he didn't say tasily for not looking out of his Dalet Amos because he couldn't do it. But this is something that he did do. But the point is, he said tasily. He said, this is Rav Sheshes who had a tremendous covet and an erech for Rav. And here you have a Gemara where this is the way that he's talking about Rav. Now, the truth is, the first Gemara that popped into my head is a Gemara in Masechtas Menachis, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara said, Amar Rabba, Hiksha Adam Kosha Kebarzel, Umani Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was Kosha Kebarzel. So it's a little bit matim. Now, the truth is, Ayin Shom Machlikis Rashi Tosfos, exactly what Adam Kosha Kebarzel means, but that's the Kasha. So the truth is, it's a tshuva from the Chavis Yor. We've mentioned this tshuva in the past. It's in Shailos HaTshuvas, Chavis Yor, Simin Kuf Nun Beis. And the Chavis Yor over there asks this exact kasha, but really it's a more general shmooze. He talks about these different Gemaras where you find in the Gemara where Amiram seem to have spoken to each other disrespectfully, and it doesn't seem mativ. And at first glance, it's sarachim. I'll tell you something interesting, that the Chafetz Chaim, the end of his Sefer Shmiras Haloshin, he brings 4 tshuvas from Gedolei Yisrael. He brings 4 tshuvas from Gedolei Yisrael related to the halachas of Shmiras Haloshin. So I looked up the tshuva last night. I'd never seen the tshuva inside, but I knew of this Chafetz Chaim. So I looked it up. I thought it would be a perfect tushdal to the Chavis Yar. I mean, his is a classic tshuva from the Chavis Yar. You know what the tshuva was? Tshuva's Chavis Yar. That was the tshuva. Hine anoichi matik tshuva's Chavis Yar b'simen kuf nun beis. All right, baruch shekivanti. K'moy shekesavti b'zoyim chavzi. He brings the Chavetz Chaim at the end. Man, it's the first thing he brings. At the end of Sefer Chavetz Chaim, it's not at the end of Shemir's Lashon, it's the end of Chavetz Chaim, the halachas. He brings this tshuva from the Chavetz Yar. I mean, the Chavetz Chaim is also bothered with these kashas. You have a whole Sefer Chavetz Chaim. And then you have different comments, like this one right here. Rav Sheshes said, Amina ki naim v'shachet rav, Amar lo hamilsa. Either way, the Chavetz Yar's mahalach is, he basically says that you have to go through each individual case, and you have to teach it l'shvach. And he says that it's poshet him, that Rav Sheshes had such covet for Rav, he had such tremendous erech for him that he felt there was no way Rav ever made a mistake. It's not possible Rav could have made a mistake. I mean that it's not possible Rav could have made a mistake. It must be Rav was falling asleep. That's not what happened. He wasn't saying it in a derogatory way. He was saying fakir. He was saying a shvach. He was saying that's not possible. Rav, the Rebbe Rav never made a mistake. You know what must have happened? He was probably naim v'shachiv, and somebody didn't understand exactly what he said, and maybe whatever, and this is what came out. But there's no way Rav made a toys. He said, Rav Sheshes is coming. Ki naim v'shachiv Rav, amal ha-shmaita didn't come from disrespect to Rav. Just the eye, he meant it literally. He really thought that's what happened because it's not physically possible. There's no way in the world that Rav would have made a toast. Incidentally, we had an Amud Aleph of today's daf. The Gemara said, Ishtik Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was quiet, right? That was the third kasha they asked on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was quiet. So Toich Tvar, the Chavis Yor over there brings, you find Shasik Rav in Shas, right? What's Pshat Shasik Rav? Right, so you, very often, we always tell it too, that the Rambam says, Rav was like Sikh B'Teilah Koyamav. He never spoke of Sikh B'Teilah. So you find Shasik Rav. I'm Gilian HaShas, Sukkot Av Zayin Manav. He brings all the places in Shas where you find Shasik Rav. It's a long list. So the Chavis Yor, we've spoken this out in the past, this part of it. The Chavis Yor says that Ramami Pano said that wherever you find the word Shasik Rav, it means that Rav didn't have a Teretz B'Derech Nigla, but he had a Teretz B'Derech Nista. Alpi Nister, he had a teretz. Freik the Chavis Yoros, you can ask me a kasha. The Gemara sometimes proves things based on a Shasik Rav. Shasik Rav ends the conversation. Why does it end the conversation? He had a teretz, Alpi Nister. The teretz is, we don't pass in Shailas based on Nister. We pass him based on Nigla, not based on Nister. There's some Ksam Soifas we could tell suit to this, but we'll stop here.